Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast, Press Release. The Jordanian regime defends the enemy Jewish entity by intercepting missiles and drones directed at it. Translated. On Friday, the 13th of June, 2025, at dawn, the Jewish entity launched an attack on Iran, targeting nuclear facilities, ballistic missile factories, and military leaders, causing extensive damage to lives and military and civilian installations, with American support and cooperation. Iran, as usual, vowed a decisive and devastating response to the Jewish entity through attacks with drones and missiles. It carried out waves of these attacks in the morning and evening of the same day, crossing Iraqi, Syrian, and Jordanian airspace. Some of these attacks caused damage to some facilities and the entity's cities, before some were intercepted in the surrounding airspace before and after they reached the Jewish entity. In this context, the head of the regime stated that Jordan will not be a battleground for any conflict and will not allow its security and stability to be threatened. Foreign Minister Safadi stated that Jordan will not allow its sovereignty to be violated and its security to be threatened. A responsible military source in the general command of the Jordanian Armed Forces, the Arab Army, confirmed that Royal Jordanian Air Force aircraft and air defense systems intercepted on Friday morning a number of missiles and drones that entered Jordanian airspace, meaning those coming from Iran towards the Jewish entity. With these measures, the regime proves what has been known about it since its inception, that its political and military role is to protect and empower the Jewish entity from the dangers that could threaten its existence. Its broken record in justifying its interception of these drones and missiles, that it is to protect its security, stability, and civilians, no longer deceives any of the sons of Jordan. It started to act without shame from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the Muslim community, in defending the Jewish entity through treaties, agreements, and security and military cooperation that did not stop even during the war of genocide, displacement, and starvation of the people of Gaza. The war which it did not support with its armed forces, with which it protects the Jewish entity from the missiles that attack it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns such rulers by saying,
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tattakhidhu al-yahuda wal-nasara awliya ba'duhum awliya'u ba'd وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ
O believers, take neither Jews nor Christians as guardians. They are guardians of each other. Whoever does so will be counted as one of them. Surely Allah does not guide the wrongdoing people. Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 51. Whether the regime likes it or not, the Jews and their entity are the first enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the people of Jordan. You can see the joy that fills people's hearts when they see the missiles on their way to the Jewish entity and how their hopes are dashed when they are intercepted and shot down before they reach it.
لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا
You will surely find the most bitter towards the believers to be the Jews. Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 82. America, which the people of Jordan consider an enemy, is the one supplying this entity with equipment and material. It is the enemy of Islam and Muslims. It is the one that destroyed Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Yemen, and Sudan, either directly or through its agents. So let the regime learn from its rush to achieve its interest and protect the Jews, for they have no allies other than their own interests. O Muslims, O Muslim armies, the time has come for you to respond to Allah and His promise to empower you when you respond to His orders to establish your Islamic state and implement His law. The time has come for you to reject your rulers whose stench of treason has become offensive. We call you to the rule of Islam and its state, which is your source of honor and dignity, and through which you will achieve victory over the Jewish entity and expel America and Europe from the lands of the Muslims. O people of power and protection, If you have failed to support the people of Gaza and disobeyed Allah's orders, how can you be satisfied by defending the Jewish entity by intercepting the missiles heading towards it, even to cause a slight harm to it? March towards Palestine. Liberate al-Masjid al-Aqsa and the blessed land, Palestine.
وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ.
Allah has promised those of you who believe and do good that He will certainly make them successors in the land, as He did with those before them, and will surely establish for them their faith, which He has chosen for them, and will indeed change their fear into security, provided that they worship Me, associating nothing with Me. But whoever disbelieves after this promise, it is they who will be the rebellious. Surah An-Nur, Ayah 55. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilayah Jordan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.